This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Therapists in Austin say they are having a hard time providing telemedicine services to many of their patients. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports they are having trouble, in particular, with patients with employer-based plans from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas.
Many Austinites started self-isolating earlier this month in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus. And among those making the transition to working remotely were therapists. Ariel Larson, a licensed social worker who co-owns Yellow Chair Counseling here in Austin, says that shift has not been easy for a big chunk of her clients who don't know whether they can even get therapy through telemedicine.
It has been a little bit of a struggle. The main thing has been our clients are worried that this service is not going to be covered by their insurance, and there's been a lot of confusion.
Part of the reason this is confusing is that state health officials recently opened up telemedicine for people with state-funded plans, which is only about 15% of Texas's health insurance market. But 40% of plans in Texas are federally regulated. These are mostly plans that people get from their employer. Stephanie Goodman with the Texas Department of Insurance says this is a harder market to open up coverage for during times like this. She says the federal government would likely have to step in and mandate telehealth coverage for those plans, which would then be paid for by employers.
But it's that individual employer who's paying the cost of the service. So it's more complicated on that side.
And Ariel Larson isn't seeing a lot of employers jumping in to make sure telemedicine is getting covered for things like therapy.
A lot of employers, I think, one, don't necessarily know that they need to make these changes, and two, have a lot of stuff going on and so haven't prioritized making those changes.
Multiple therapists in Austin told KUT that further complicating things is that Blue Cross Blue Shield representatives have been giving providers and patients inconsistent and sometimes inaccurate information about what is covered when it comes to telehealth services. Rachel Glazer, a psychotherapist with a private practice in Austin, says it's been hard to get straight answers for her patients with employer-based Blue Cross plans. And she says this is about 40% of her patient caseload.
I feel like I'm want to continue to offer my clients care and not have people cancel. And I guess I'm hoping that these claims will get covered, even if it means retroactively.
A spokesperson for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas said in a statement, it's waiving out-of-pocket costs for behavioral health services delivered via telemedicine. That applies to people with state-regulated plans and members with employer-funded health plans. That's unless their employer chooses not to cover those services. Already, Glazer says she's had a claim denied for one of those employer plans. And Ariel Larson says this uncertainty has stopped some patients from even making appointments in the first place.
The main barrier has been that they have not been able to get a for sure answer about whether it will be reimbursed the same as in-office sessions.
And this is coming at a time when many therapists say people need this care the most. Rachel Glazer says people are going through a really tough time these days.
People are anxious about finances. People are anxious about being quarantined in their home with their family members. People are anxious about being socially isolated. People are anxious about getting the virus and how do they handle that. And I mean, there's so many facets to this that are anxiety provoking.
And Ariel Larson says in a time like this, it's important that people have access to a therapist they've already been seeing.
It's important to be able to check in with your therapist and someone who's been a support for you and just be able to process everything that's going on in your life right now. I really hope that the federal government steps up and that employers step up and make this accessible for everybody.
A lot of therapists also say there's a lot on the line financially here. Many therapists are single therapists' private practices, which is a small business. Rachel Glazer says she's had to weigh keeping her practice open as long as possible, and that may mean in some cases she will not get fully reimbursed for some sessions.
It's also a big picture thing. You know, I want my practice to continue to stay open. I don't want to cancel people as long as they want to come in, because when this is all over, I want to have a practice to come back to.
Glazer says she and other therapists need some clarity and even some temporary measures from either employers, insurance companies, or the federal government that ensures people with employer-based plans can get telemedicine for the next several weeks. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.